This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
Let me go ahead and we'll talk with this gentleman here talking about home entertainment. We've got a gentleman from Pioneer, Pioneer Electronics, Harry Kroll. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Can we hear you?
I can hear you pretty good.
I can hear you.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks for joining us here on the Tech Podcast Network.
Very much my pleasure.
Yeah. Not your first CES.
As it works out, no, it's not. This is 20 and some change for me.
Oh, wow.
I love Las Vegas and I love CES. I mean, this place is crazy. If you have never been here, I can't tell you enough. Get on a plane and come here to CES. Find a way to get in. I know you have to be an industry affiliate and so forth, but there's magical ways and magical things that can happen. Until you see CES, there's just nothing else like it.
Courtney, would you agree?
I would agree. This is my first year.
Is it?
I've watched from my couch, you know, covering here and there, but this is my first year here, and it's way more than I could have ever imagined.
Well, Courtney, I can't wait to hear about your feet in about 4 days.
Oh, you know, I actually, here's the story. We had a joke, ongoing joke about my shoes. I found out my heels were better and more comfortable than these tennis shoes even today.
That's magical.
There we go. It is magical.
It is magic. What's new for you guys here at CES?
Well, at Pioneer Car Electronics, we are introducing a number of new products that have very strong connectivity features. And we're talking about in-dash car CD players with built-in Bluetooth, built-in HD radio, in-dash car DVD players that have very, very powerful features with connectivity for your iPhone or your iPod, in-dash navigation systems, and that, again, with great connectivity for your iPhone, your iPod, and then new products called App Radio. Again, an in-dash, what you would think is an in-dash CD player, but it doesn't have a CD player. Mm-hmm. And it's a capacitive touchscreen, just like the screen on your iPhone or your Android phone. Just like that, you can do multi-touch, but the magic of App Radio is that when you plug in your iPhone, you can get selected apps and full function of those apps right on that screen in your dash. A much bigger screen, but full function of those applications right from your phone. Now your phone does all the horsepower, does all the processing, so this thing in the dash is really a capacitive touchscreen. It's a touchscreen monitor.
Does it replicate the same interaction that you would have, for example, in Pandora, if you're going to change from one channel to another? You know how you would do it on your iPhone. Is it the same general approach, or is it a different interface?
The interface would be almost identical to what's on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Now, the way you would change channels, though, is just slightly different. You select a button on the in-dash radio, select a button, and your list of channels will open up, and you're able to scroll through them, not exactly the way it is on the phone, mm-hmm. and then select that channel. Still have thumbs up, thumbs down. You can bookmark songs to buy them later, mm-hmm. the whole thing. It is your entire Pandora account, and it is on your in-dash radio, and it's all happening through your iPhone.
Right.
Great. I was going to say, there's an app I'm thinking of in particular that helps you get around traffic whenever it's there, kind of social networking. So you can put that up on the screen and I can still interact.
Okay, let me get back up just a little bit. There are selected applications that are available for it. And those selected applications, Pioneer works very carefully with app developers. For example, it's probably a bad idea to send text messages while you're driving.
I would agree.
And with all due respect to them, I think it might be a bad idea to play Angry Birds while you're driving. Okay? So we don't want to bring Angry Birds into your car. We don't want to bring text messaging into your car. But, you know, these are music applications, for example, Ardeo or Pandora, another one called Apeo. Okay. These are live music applications. There are other ones that help you find parking spots, others that are in-dash navigation. Okay, and a very interesting thing is you can spend about $450 for the radio that goes in the dash. Mm-hmm. You already have an iPhone. For $1 more, you can get MotionX GPS navigation, and you have full on-screen nav in your car.
And you'd also have access then to your entire media library that you have there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You have full access to your iPod and everything else that works there. And what we're introducing, this is App Radio came out a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. There's an update to it here at the show. What we're, App Radio 2 that we're announcing here at the show, is we have full Android support as well.
Ah. Now, does this support terrestrial radio through the same interface, or is that something that's somehow different?
The interface is the same. It's all touchscreen right on the screen, but the AM/FM radio is actually built right into the, you know, into the in-dash radio, mm-hmm. as is an amplifier and so forth to operate it in the car.
Yeah. Is there digital the HD radio also?
These particular radios are RDS tuners. They're not built in HD tuners, though those options exist for us as well. For example, on a couple of our in-dash navigation products that have navigation already built in, mm-hmm. You can choose an HD radio option if you want to with that. And you can have a Pandora interface there. You can also have a cool thing like AHA Radio interface. And AHA Radio.
Now, what is AHA Radio?
AHA Radio is an aggregator of different information, and it will read back to you some of your social media while you're driving. So, for example, if you tell AHA Radio that you like Facebook and you like Twitter, when you get up and drive to work in the morning, you can turn on AHA Radio and listen to what all of your friends did last night. It's kind of like a...
I don't know if that's a good idea, maybe on a Saturday morning.
It's a radio talk
morning.
Show about you and your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, Courtney, were you any interest in that?
Yeah, you know, I've seen that. I've seen it. I haven't used it yet. So that would be a very interesting and great application to use in that sense with the app. There.
Yeah, it's we have so many different things going, and this this app radio thing that we're talking about, we believe that the age of the mechanism may be coming to an end. There were cassette 8-track players, cassette players,
right.
CD players, DVD players, Blu-ray players. It's hard for us to imagine that there's another mechanism coming along the way. And so what's the process of getting data into your car, whether that data is video, or it is music, or it is information, or photos? We believe that smartphone is the key. And that connectivity to the smartphone by Bluetooth and by app radio, being able to bring the applications up to the screen, is the future of car entertainment, in-car entertainment. And this is the first step into it with Pioneer's app radio.
Yeah.
I have a question about the apps. Is there a list of approved apps, and are you looking to expand that?
Very much so. Pioneer has developed a software development kit that is available through pioneerelectronics.com, and you can go there to get more information about it, begin development. And Pioneer controls very carefully, though, what applications we will make available on there, because, again, we can't have crazy things happening distracting you while you're driving.
Sure.
So there's about 15 applications available right now, everything from music to navigation to parking information to even vehicle dynamics. So, for example, you can get direct information from the onboard diagnostics port of your car, telling you about your engine temperature and RPMs and speed and fuel usage, all showing up on that screen. It's a paid application, and you have to buy some hardware to make it work. But for for an enthusiast of this type of a thing, it's a really, really cool application that you can just make it happen.
Well, and you got that. Now, can that extend vehicle warnings, tire pressure sensors, things of that nature?
Absolutely. Since it's an onboard diagnostics computer, it can tell you exactly what warnings are coming up on the screen and what the code numbers mean. So right on the screen, it'll tell you what's happening.
Yeah. So awareness of your environment and your entertainment all in one package.
Everything happening at once. And it's really the key to app radio is not about the hardware that goes in your car. It's about our users' ideas. You know, what we can develop and what we can use inside the car. Every time someone has a cool idea, your app radio just got cooler.
Yeah. Wow.
I like that.
Where can people go for more information?
Where can I get one?
Where can you get one?
Yeah.
Please, check out pioneerelectronics.com. Don't go pioneer.com. That's
okay.
A great website, but that's the grain guy in Iowa. Love them, but that's not the one you want. You want pioneerelectronics.com. And look for app radio or Pioneer Navigation Systems.
Excellent. Harry, thanks so much for joining us here.
It was great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
App radio.
There you go,
there
app radio.
Courtney, I'm just wondering, okay, that's, all right, there's Pioneer Electronics up on IBGA and so forth. But you wouldn't want to listen to a Facebook channel or a Twitter channel or anything, trying to keep track of things?
You know, it could be really, really interesting, kind of joking there on a Friday, Saturday night, the things that may come out late night.
Yeah, but actually it might be more interesting than some other talk radio sorts of things.
Yes. So that could be interesting. I think I would do it more for just the novelty of it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things that people say on Facebook, no offense, aren't that interesting.
Aren't that compelling?
They aren't radio
aren't
show
compelling.
Material.
Need to talk with you about GoDaddy, and of course, GoDaddy has a new product called 4GH Hosting, which combines the power of cloud computing at web hosting prices. And what does that mean? That means that you're able to guard against distributed denial of service attacks. And most importantly, if you're successful, you know, one of the problems in podcasting or new media is that what happens if you're successful and your server can't handle it? And that's what this new GoDaddy product takes care of, mm-hmm. because it scales dynamically, dynamic traffic management, and a cluster of servers, not just a single server. Courtney, how many downloads did Tech Podcast have last year?
35 million.
You're fast. You can count them up just like that.
Very quickly, yes.
Yes. Well, there is a great value in GoDaddy hosting, 4GH hosting. Plans from $4.99 a month up to $9.99 a month. Just go to GoDaddy.com, check out the 4GH hosting details, and use CES2. And why would you do that?
Because you're going to save 25%.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, this is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.